This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Jim Kawakami, the editor-in-chief of the very athletic Bay Area. Jim Kawakami.
Tim Kawakami, who's covered the NBA for over two decades, and more specifically the Golden State Warriors over the last 12 years.
This is the TK Show.
Hey, it's Tim Kawakami, TK Show. Actually, this is going to be a sound file of my conversation with Steve Kerr after his press conference, after the Warriors win a stirring Game 7 on the road in Houston. I'm walking back from the arena right now to my hotel room, try to figure out how I fly to Minneapolis tomorrow for game one on Tuesday. But this was a pretty good conversation about Steve Kerr talking with Draymond Green at shoot around, kind of what he needed and wants from him. Draymond talked about it more than Steve did, but you could get a sense of just kind of what was summoned by the team leader, Steph Curry. Obviously, always out front. Jimmy Butler was now a big part of this. But I think Kerr and Draymond are really kind of the emotional figures, the kind of guys who clash a lot but connect so much. And just that relationship over the years, the relationship that Kerr's had with Draymond and Steph over the years, and how that kind of forms what we saw in Game 7, what we've seen in Game 7 in 2018 here when they win. 2023 first round against the Kings, Game 7 on the road. Obviously the championships. It's not a long conversation, but I think it's something you guys might be interested in. There's other people. There are people are walking by and congratulating him. You might hear throughout these 8 minutes, 7.5 minutes of the conversation. But I think you understand that. It's in a hallway outside the locker room. But I just think it's relatively interesting stuff. Here you go.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I know you're not going to say exactly what went on in conversation, but couldn't help but notice you and Draymond talking and shoot around, mm-hmm. and you doing all the talking. Not normally happens with Draymond. Was that just kind of get where he was, his mindset, or was that you saying, hey, here's where we need you in this game?
I think, you know, the main thing is we've been together 11 years. And we've been through everything together. And I don't know. It just felt like a good time to check in with him. It's been it's been a frustrating series for him in many ways. I loved his talk to the team last night. I loved his approach, and that was just two people who've been through everything together. And I just have so much admiration for him, and I know when he is right. He impacts winning at the highest level, and I just tried to offer a little perspective and a little conversation and collaboration, and it wasn't anything special. It was just, we talk all the time, but obviously a big game.
And he was listening. Like, he really was listening. I mean, maybe he does all the time, but I really, he was sitting back and
listening. You can ask him. I always hate to betray. Yeah. You can ask him if he wants to talk about, what we talked about, but... I mean, the continuity that we have with this team and the beauty of the relationships that we have, I think it allows for a lot of real conversation. And I'm lucky to coach him because of who he is. And I always want to help him because I love him, and he's been so important in my life. And that's my job as his coach, to try to help him be the best version of himself.
Just chat with Dunleavy before the game. It's just like, we've got Draymond, Steph, and Jimmy. Like, who knows? But knowing that, we know what shot we have in this. Even going back to game five, and you're still up 3-2. Is it just, we got these guys, we get three shots at this, we're going to get one.
Yeah, it's hard to beat a team three straight in the playoffs. And I give them credit for bouncing back and, beating us twice in a row. Appreciate you. I felt great coming into this game. I told everybody around me, we're going to win the game. I just felt. And the reason is Jimmy, Steph, Draymond, and it's time to lock into the game plan. We got out of sorts the last two games, and I knew with these guys and their championship pedigree, I knew they'd lock in and play a solid game. And you always need somebody to step up. It's a huge part of the playoffs. Can you stay healthy? And then in certain games, can somebody step up? And Buddy steps up and gets 33 points. But that's what it takes. But it starts with game plan discipline, and that's why I was so impressed with Steph. I'm sure everybody was saying, oh, man, Steph's 0-5, 0-6. I didn't care because I know he's going to break through. I cared about him taking care of the ball and managing the game, and that's what he did.
Well, you're ahead with him without him scoring. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, and that's what I told him coming off the court. When we took him out for 1 minute or whatever it was, I just said, I've seen this before. I mean, you're gonna break through, but we're winning because you're managing the game so well. We got much better spaced tonight, which cleared up the picture for him. Our spacing was very poor the last couple of games. And I thought our spacing was much better, and that helped open up the floor for Steph, and he managed things beautifully.
You did say, everything was on the table. Clearly had to be, but you didn't change that much, right? I mean, Jonathan basically had to play because GP2 was out.
No, I would say the big change was getting Loon more minutes. Yeah. I know how much we can trust him. Mm-hmm. He's been here before in these game sevens, and so we needed to get him out there more. And then with Gary out, obviously we plugged JK in for a handful of minutes. But really, it was just go with the lineup. That all right. Appreciate it. That lineup that we started has been by far, and I should have started it in Game 6. Honestly, I probably outsmarted myself plugging Gary in, trying to slow down VanVleet. But that five man group has been lights out for this team. In this series, after we started Buddy, and it was a game four, I think. Okay. I think we changed it up. So It was our best five-man unit. We knew we were going to ride all those guys, and then it was a matter of mixing in, you know, Loon, JK, Moses a little bit, and then just find out who's playing well. And it turned out Buddy was just incredible.
You switched the matchup. You had Steph on green and Buddy on Van Vliet, right?
Not always. Yeah, like, we did that coming out of timeouts because, you know, last game they targeted Steph and got him in foul trouble a couple times. Hey, Miles.
Congrats, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you. So we were, trying to keep Steph out of foul trouble. Mm-hmm. So we were changing the matchups quite a bit. I thought our work on Van Vliet was the key to the game. He's an amazing player, head of the snake, and he did get the two threes late, but it was already decided. I thought not fouling him and getting him off the 3-point line tonight was a huge deal.
Any part of you go, at some point, we've done this twice in this building, game seven twice in this building.
And a game six.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
I like this little coach's locker room. Fun play.
And twice now in Sacramento, that's twice in 3 years you've gone on the road to win a game seven.
Yeah.
It's just what does it take to do that?
It takes Steph and Draymond and Jimmy, and it takes those guys leading the rest of the group. You know, I was a role player and my whole life, and if I knew I just had to go out and do my job, and that Michael Jordan, Tim Duncan, David Robinson, Scottie Pippen, those guys were going to, put us in a position to succeed. All I had to do was play as hard as I could and, let it fly when I'm open. Like, the fact that Draymond got himself under control tonight allowed all the other guys to fill their roles and play the way they can. Last couple games, we've been scattered emotionally and I think on the court. And I think because it was game seven on the road, you saw what Draymond and Steph are made of. They got themselves really, really composed. And that was the difference in the game. Seven turnovers. We made every single possession hard work.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.